with JD and the Push.
Great icebreaker. If you can talk sports, you can talk with any guy in the world.
Kicking off right now on 95.5 KLOS.
Well, that wasn't the fight that we were expecting, or was it?
Maybe it was. Did it go longer than two rounds?
It did.
Well, there you go. So I guess everybody got their money's worth, right?
Yeah, anything that goes to a decision, I think you have to say is your money's worth.
How many fights are over in three rounds, and you're like, dude, I just paid $90 for that?
Look, Mike Tyson used to do that to us all the time in the day. We'll talk some boxing this morning. We'll talk about Eric Dickerson and what he's up to. He'll join us in the program a little bit later on, and we're going to extend our Cinco de Mayo celebrating all the way until Sunday at Sports on Tap on 95.5 KLOS. Sports on Taps, JD and the Bush, 95.5 KLOS, the Sultans of Swing for you this morning on the program.
It's a baseball song.
Sounds like a baseball song,
yeah,
doesn't it?
It is, yeah. Which, there's a lot of swing nowadays. Nobody has any pitching, it seems. God, you look at all these baseball games, 11-3, 14-2. That's just me watching my Giants. You know, they're losing every game by that score. But other teams, somebody scoring double digits every single game. I don't know. I think the juice is loose and the steroid era is back.
Or maybe the ball is a little livelier once again. I mean, whenever baseball ratings are sagging, I think they juice the ball up a little bit.
They do
Ooh,
something.
Look at the home runs.
Absolutely. They'll do something to try and make it happen.
Bellinger, I mean, the Dodgers have found another young prospect that is working out. And the kid went yard for the salami last night, hitting a grand slam. Look, the Dodgers wear out the Padres, and this is not exactly a bulletin. That's kind of what they do. The kid, that was an 0-2 pitch last night. He threw him a 93-mile-an-hour fastball out over the plate with an 0-2 count on him. That's what the Padres do. That's your San Diego Padres right there.
0-2. The ball 0-2. Should go in the dirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It should be anywhere but near. It should be nowhere near the strike zone when it's 0-2. That always drives me crazy. I don't care who the team or the pitcher or whatever it is. When that happens, it's like, what are you thinking? I mean, you know, it's like these guys, this whole beanball thing with Manny Machado, the Baltimore. It's great because it's got us talking about baseball in May, number one. But it's like, stop it with your unwritten rule stuff already. Yeah. I mean, how many times they got to throw at this guy? Chris Sale, when he threw at him, he threw behind him. Yeah. He missed it so badly.
Yeah, I mean, you got to get the guy. You got to get him right away. That first game, even waiting till the end of the weekend.
Oh, stop it.
That's kind of chicken, you know what? You know, wait until we're not going to see anymore for a couple of weeks. So let's do it then. Yeah, but you got to hit the guy. Get him, you know, right out of the way and out of the gates too.
All right, so the big deal of the weekend, Cinco de Mayo weekend. There's always a fight for Cinco de Mayo weekend in Las Vegas. This time it was Canelo Alvarez and Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. That was definitely Jr. In the ring last night, not the old man.
Not his old man. No.
Because he got peppered.
Yeah,
I haven't seen the fight. I had plans, and so I didn't get the opportunity to see the fight. But I've read and I've watched and I've seen the stills and the unanimous decision by every judge in every round on every card for Canelo Alvarez. And wow, that's not even close. But what was weird was as soon as the fight was over, they roll a promo package on the big screens and start talking about the next fight. Alvarez going to fight
Gennady Golovkin. They call him Triple. They call him Triple G. That has me a little interested because normally when I see three letters all in a row, I'm interested. So I'm thinking if he had Triple X behind his name, I would totally be there.
You're going for LSD, but okay, go ahead.
No, PCP, all these other no. But I would love to watch that. Boxing is tough, man. You and I are both UNLV alums.
Right.
20 years ago, I was there. It was De La Hoya, Sweet Pea Whitaker, Lennox Lewis, Mike Tyson. You know, and I told you that. You're like, those are some pretty good names.
Right.
And then
now,
you won
30 years ago,
right.
When I was there, it was, Roberto Duran and Sugar Ray Leonard and Tommy Hearns.
Oh, yeah, Marvin Hagler.
And Marvin Hagler, who actually quit the sport after he was robbed in that fight against Sugar Ray Leonard. Look, I'm a Sugar Ray Leonard fan, but Marvin Hagler, here at 30 years later, Marvin Hagler still won that fight.
That's crazy, man. How is it? You're 10 years older than me, yet you look so much better than I do. What's your secret?
Plastic surgery.
Is that in L.A.?
I'll
really?
Just get it straight up. Yeah.
Oh my God!
Well,
you gave the secret up.
You can get it online now. Plastic surgery.
You can. Yeah. Is there a drive-through somewhere over here in Culver City?
And a drive-through window. And it is right here in Culver City. Thanks for asking.
Okay. Good. Put a long song on. I'm going to tummy tuck. Butt lift.
But here's the weird part. is they get done with the fight and they roll a promo package of what the next fight's going to be. Mm-hmm. And then Triple G, just like if you're watching wrestling, walks out into the ring, then climbs into the ring, and he and Alvarez and all their people start talking about the next fight while Julio Cesar Chavez is over in the corner bleeding. From the end of the fight that just ended 2 minutes ago. Now they're talking about, it's September 16th.
Right.
It's like, wait a minute. How did you know he was going to win to know to have him win? Oh, well, we just would have called it off if he hadn't won. See, this is why people have give up on boxing, is because it's had this crooked reputation forever. And listen, I don't know whether that's any kind of fix at all, but you know what? That's not a good look.
No, it doesn't. And especially when you're trying to attract people. Let's put it this way. When the biggest people in a particular sport are, and I'll say it, when the biggest people in a sport are foreigners, it's harder for us to relate here in the States.
Okay.
Agree or disagree?
That's fair. Yeah.
Canelo Alvarez is not from here. He doesn't speak a lick of English. You look at Janini Golovkin, Klitschko's, these big, these Ruskies, that you're talking about.
Not going to draw a lot of attention. No.
Do that with baseball. Baseball, you fall out of love a little bit if your biggest stars are all the Caribbean, the players from down there. So you like them a little bit, but
you better like them because they're the best players in the game.
They are the best players in the game. Yeah, but you know what? Oh, thank God we need a Kershaw. Oh, we need a Buster Posey, a Bumgarner, somebody who's here from the good old U.S. of A. Damn it! And where's the Stars and Stripes and 4th of July and chewing tobacco? That's the kind of people that we, that we need here to get involved in the sport. You're just more vested. You feel like it's more something that's a part of you. Even De La Hoya, even though his name is of course Hispanic, De La Hoya is still from right here in East L.A. You knew he was an
local
American when you listened to him and you heard him talk. So you get the idea.
Listen, Canelo is getting a really big fan base here in Southern California.
Did you see him in that Sloan commercial?
Yes.
He couldn't speak a word. What was it? A beer commercial, wasn't it? Did he get paid for that line? I still don't get what it was. And Sloan saw, yo, Canelo. God.
We're going to continue our celebration of Cinco de Mayo here as we roll through the program. Also yesterday, the Kentucky Derby went on yesterday. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more. Are you ready for a Bushka fact?
Bushka fact, I've never been more ready than I am right now.
Fire away.
Now, Bushka facts.
That is incredible.
What?
Incredible yet true.
I think you heard Canelo Alvarez in there.
Canelo Alvarez is there in the background.
He was.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Did you know a mommy here in L.A. named Twinkle Toes?
Twinkle Toes.
Twinkle Toes,
Mom named Twinkle Toes.
Right, there's a few guys I play softball with that as well, too. Okay, but a mommy named Twinkle Toes gave birth to a 115-pound baby.
Whoa.
Yeah, she was fat, too. I'm telling you, no, it was not at USC Med Center. I'll tell you exactly where it was next at Sports on Tab, 95.5 KLOS.
This weekend, it's feeding time at KLOS. Uh-oh. Especially if you're a goat. Otherwise, nearly every hour, win 4 packs of tickets to the LA Zoo and use them to get in, not to eat.
Plus, your name goes into the hat for tickets to LA Zoo's Beastly Bowl starring Slash.
And you'd better not eat those. Those tickets are $1,500 each.
Get your fill of passes to the LA Zoo. All weekend on the Rock of Southern California. 95.5 KLOS.
Price furnished by the LA County Zoo.
That is incredible.
What?
Incredible yet true.
Well, did you put some thought to the mommy in L.A. I told you about named Twinkle Toes?
I'm coming up zero on this.
Gave birth to a 115-pound baby.
Who gives birth to a 115-pound baby?
Well, it was back in 1970, an African-born black rhino known as Twinkle Toes gave birth to California's first baby rhinoceros.
See, I should have seen that.
115 pounds.
I should have seen that coming since we have LA Zoo 4 packs for prizes on the show this morning. I should have seen that.
115 pounds.
Twinkle Toes.
Yeah, you can get Twinkle Toes.
That's what
nice
I like.
From Mother's Day. Mother's Day is next week.
Favorite thing about
week.
The story Absolutely. Is a rhino named Twinkle Toes.
Oh. Yeah, I'm going to
I mean, if the baby's 115 pounds, how many pounds is the rhino? 1,000 pounds.
Fat. And that ain't with a pH. Fat!
No, it's not. We'll talk about other animals that run around the horse racing track coming up next. Kentucky Derby yesterday. We'll break it down coming up next. Sports on Tap. 95.5 KLOS.
Yeah, he's not done yet. Hold on.
Sorry. I said no, too.
Okay, go ahead.
Thanks. Appreciate that. Sports on tap with JD in the Bush this morning. They had the running yesterday of the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, they did. 143 of them.
And to think, actually, you know what? ESPN screwed that up all morning long. Were you watching ESPN?
They're saying 142.
Yeah, it's right. Like, what?
There's 143.
Really? Really, you guys? Come on.
Dude, you and I are so old, we've covered, 138
of them. 138
of them. Yeah, I think we got in on like the fifth one. You know, we heard, hey, there's this little horse racing. It goes down in Louisville. So we've been on it ever since. And man, are we good.
You know what was funny about this? I'm not a horse racing guy really on any level.
I'm a greyhound guy.
Listen, you and I talked about that too. The Greyhound track is a lot of fun.
Oh, yes, it is.
Anyway, not a horse race. That's just not my thing. It's not my thing. I mean, I'm involved in too many other things. There's no room in my noggin for more of that. Like, I'm going to be sitting around the racing form or something like that. But what I loved yesterday is that the Kentucky Derby is about, it's about rich people and posers. Okay. Yeah. There's lots of, Sport of Kings, it's all about wealthy people and their horses and their wine and all that kind of stuff. And then the rest of those people are all people pretending to be rich. They've gone out and they bought a new suit, bought a new dress, bought a $700 hat to wear.
That's a great point.
And what happens in the middle of their fun yesterday? Absolute cloudburst, downpour
rains
to these thousands, 127,000 people, most of them in the open air, and they got dumped on yesterday.
It was great to see.
It really was
a quagmire out there, too. It was such a bad race.
Call me a hater, but
I love to see when you rain on someone's parade, literally, you know. But it was a bad race, too. I mean, Always Dreaming won by 45 horse lengths. You know, the other ones didn't even want to race anymore. It's like, no, you
stop,
go ahead,
you didn't
dude.
Even
it's
watch the
it's
race.
Raining.
It was actually a pretty good race, and he only won by about 6 or 8 inches. I think one more stride, and I don't know who the horse was, but that horse on the inside rail, one more stride, and he would have got him. Yeah, one more stride.
Some domination, though, by some of the horses, and the rest of them that got left back there in the field. But it was a favorite. It was 9-2.
So what's is it the Preakness is the middle one?
Yeah, Preakness is
from Pimlico.
Pimlico, yeah, which is in Baltimore. That's going to be in 2 weeks. And then you have the Belmont on Long Island. That's going to wrap
Long
things
Island.
Up. Long Island, which still none of it compares to Greyhound racing. None. Nada.
Not as far as you and I are concerned.
You know, I live a half mile from Los Alamitos Racecourse, and someone says, what do I got to do to get you out to the track? I said, you got to bring Greyhound dogs. You bring the Greyhounds, I'll bring everything else, man. You'll get me out there all day, every day.
I watched it in a completely different place when I got turned on to Greyhound racing. But it was so much fun. So much fun. I mean, the gambling was easier because, you know, stop it. I mean, you know,
people try
coin
to handicap those.
Pick
really?
What color, you know, yuck and visser he's wearing.
You know,
that's a Pope from Greenwich Village reference thing.
Yeah, here's the thing. The dogs don't have jockeys. So in case you're wondering, oh, my God, does like a midget get on top of the Greyhound? No, that doesn't happen. There's some people.
Nobody gets on the dog.
Wait a minute. Sorry. Little people. Okay? Little people get on the Greyhounds.
You're insensitive bastard is what you are. Okay. I can't believe
it. Well,
it
is Cinco de Mayo, right?
I'm
Anything
shocked.
Goes this weekend. You know, we're talking about the zoo, okay? Just put me out there with the rest of those filthy animals out there. But here's what happens. Here's how you handicap the Greyhound races. They chase a mechanical rabbit. Okay, here's an idea. Yeah. Whichever dog looks hungriest, okay? That's the one that's going to chase
That's the one to bet on.
Yes, that's the one you
want. I like
want.
That. All right, still to come on the show today in celebration of Cinco de Mayo weekend, we've come up with the top five Mexican athletes of all time. Cinco de Mayo, top five. See what I did there?
Oh, look at that. I did see.
Man,
we going for tacos?
Working
after the
hard
show?
Over here.
Tito's is down the street. You want tacos?
That's coming to Cerveteca, actually, for me. I like that place.
Cerveteca?
Right up here on Venice.
Okay.
You ever go to that?
I've not gone to that. I got some Pacifico in the fridge right now. Can I get that ready to go?
Staying on the pier.
Sunday.
In the meantime, how about this? How about if we do a little rock out for some of these zoo tickets? We've got 4 packs to the LA Zoo celebrating their 50th anniversary. Want to do a little rock out?
Rock out with your Robert. My Rob is out, and I'm ready to rock.
Hit it.
And now it's time to rock out.
Rock out.
I want to rock out.
With your Rob out.
All right, here we go. Up for grabs, 4 packs of tickets for the LA Zoo to help celebrate their 50th anniversary. Plus, we're going to put you in the running for something really cool, and that is the Beastly Ball this year featuring Slash and Friends. This apparently is a $1,500 ticket, but yeah, we got them for you here at KLOS. But in order to get in the running, you got to win this and figure out what this tune is.
You're a heartbreaking soul shaker. I've been told about you. I've seen you on the Midnight Show, girl. Hey, what they've been saying, it must be true.
Wow. You know, I'm not sure if that's more like the original or the cover version. Dave, what do you think? More like the original or more like the cover version? More like the original.
No,
yeah.
I was going for the
OG.
I was going for the karaoke version out in West Hollywood. That's what I was going for.
800-955-KLOS. If you think you can identify that song, which should be easy, we've got a 4-pack of passes for the LA Zoo, courtesy
like I wrote it.
KLOS.
Diamonds, the perfect gift. The jewel.
And now it's time to rock out.
Rock out.
I want to rock out.
With your Rob out.
Passes for the LA Zoo up for grabs. 50th anniversary celebration going on over there, and maybe you are a grand prize winner. Get tickets for the Beastly Ball, but you got to identify this tune.
You're a heartbreaking soul shaker. I've been told about you. I've seen you on the midnight show, girl. Hey, what they've been saying must be true.
You actually had a bunch of people stumped today, I want you to know.
That's what I do.
How many, like six in a row, six people in a row thought it was?
Pat Benatar.
No, wrong.
I didn't say, you're a heartbreaking soul shaker.
Okay, stop.
And you were in the background going, no.
Oh, no.
No.
Joe and Lake Elsinore. Joe, you there?
Joe.
Yeah.
Joe, did you ever at any time think that that was Heartbreaker by Pat Benatar?
Oh, no way. I'm a longtime Nazareth fan.
See, there you go. Boom. Oh, we should play the original. Dig up the original. He wants the original. Do you? All right, awesome. Yeah. We're going to play it for you. Congratulations. We're going to put you in the drawing for the Beastly Ball as well, okay, Joe?
All right, sounds good, man. Great.
Awesome. Hold on. Great.
What's that song? Yeah, we got to pay it off. Nazareth, right?
Let's do it. Let's do this. Hair of the Dog.
Hair of the Dog.
It's the OG. It's Nazareth on 95.5 KLOS. California 95.5 KLOS Sports on Tap with JD in the Bush. That's what we do Sunday mornings around here, 7 to 9, is talk a little sports, play a little rock and roll. Eric Dickerson, formerly of the Rams and the Colts, going to join us here coming up in just a couple of minutes. His big golf tournament is this weekend. Wow, they're out at PGA West now. In just 4 years, they've graduated all the way to La Quinta and PGA West with that tournament. Pretty cool stuff. Check in with Eric here coming up a little bit. But Cinco de Mayo weekend, we had the fight last night. Canelo Alvarez really made mincemeat, as they say, out of Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. But we were talking about around here, you know, what about Mexican athletes? For Cinco de Mayo, how about if we come up with the top five Mexican athletes for Cinco de Mayo for the show? So should we do it like worst to first, like fifth to first, or you just want to go with the top right after the best?
Yeah,
let's go
fifth to first. I'll start with number five. I got El Chapo. Okay, El Chapo.
Good choice.
Well, he's a track star. Has he not ran a lot from the? Yes, he has.
He's from Mexico.
Isn't he from Mexico? El Chapo? Yeah, El Chapo's.
I don't know. I'm not up on my Mexican.
Call Sean Penn. Sean Penn interviewed him.
I'm not up on my drug lords.
you're not up on the drug lords.
No, I'm really not. Here's what we got for top five. I mean, you know, Mexican athletes, and the surprising thing comes out of this is no soccer players. Maybe, I mean, we could have put Hugo Sanchez in there, yeah. Who's the Mexican legend. Actually, he won all his stuff for, wasn't it Real Madrid? Yeah. He played on
Mexican
team,
hasn't won
but,
too many World Cups.
But number one, Julio Cesar Chavez. I mean, this guy, 87 straight, 86 knockouts. This guy. Six-time world champion. I don't have any problem at all with Julio Cesar Chavez Sr. As the greatest Mexican athlete of all time.
Did you watch him fight in person?
Absolutely.
You did? Okay, mm-hmm. So you saw him back in Vegas all the time
day.
And stuff.
Yep.
Yeah,
in the 80s.
Yeah, I saw one of his last fights about 10 years later, mid-90s, when De La Hoya.
Not as good.
Oh, De La Hoya. Yeah, De La Hoya beat him, and hit him so hard, blood flew from his mouth.
I remember that fight.
Got him a shirt in the front row.
Yeah, I remember that fight, and it was probably tough even for Oscar to do that to his...
Because he looked up for him.
He absolutely looked up to him. I mean, the guy's a legend. Yeah. Number two on my list, Fernando Valenzuela. As far as greatest Mexican athletes of all time. Listen, the guy won Rookie of the Year, Cy Young, and a World Series title in about 19 months in the big leagues. That guy, and I mean, the great delivery, remember the eyes to the sky, but the screwball. Whoever has thrown the screwball since then? Who has ever been successful with that thing other than Fernando Valenzuela?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, guys have come up with gyro balls. Remember when Daisuke Matsuzaka tried that? You're like, whatever. Yep. Just go back to scuffing it and spitting on it like Gaylord Perry did.
Like Gaylord, you know? Oh, my God. Now you're dating yourself.
Yes.
Oscar De La Hoya in at number three. The Golden Boy won 10 titles in 6 different weight classes.
East
largest pay-per-view ever, and generated over $696 million in cash in that career of his. Yeah, he's in my top five.
My favorite thing I used to do when I was at UNLV, HBO had me intern. They said, here's what you're going to do. It was the best gig ever. You're sitting between Jim Lampley and George Foreman. You have the headset on. You're talking to the truck. We're talking to you. You write stuff down on cue cards and pass it to them. I would have done it for free. It was great. But prior to that, in the pre-fights, I was in De La Hoya's dressing room the entire time telling him, all right, Oscar, we're bringing a camera in. We got to have you get up shadow box just for a couple minutes. It's all for show. I had to coordinate things. Right. He was nice, polite. He was cordial. Mm-hmm. When he opens his locker up, he kept some food stamps from when he was a kid, had those laminated there to show him how far he's come.
No kidding.
I thought that was pretty cool.
Wow,
but then one time I did see he had a poster of himself in there, and I thought that was awesome. Mm-hmm. I was like, if we can get a poster of me and I could look at myself in the studio.
You got to buy it first. Maybe I could get a Bushka mask and put it on so when you look over here, you're looking at you.
You know what I used to love to do, though, with the De La Hoya thing? He had, like a lot of athletes probably would. You can imagine in Vegas, there were some women hanging around in the halls and stuff.
No. Yeah.
So what I would do, I would open the door. All right. They would all get up, start coming over and run, and I'd poke my head out to be like, oh, it's you.
Go what back guy and, doing in there?
Exactly. What's the gringo doing, man, with
that
the radio station? Then I'd go back out. You know, I'd come back out 10 minutes later, and Oscar knew what I was doing. He laughed because they all think it's him.
Number four on the list, you're going to love this one, Lee Trevino, Supermax. Yeah? Lee Trevino, let me tell you why. Not only did Lee Trevino win 6 majors, including the U.S. Open, the British Open, the PGA Championship, you know who he had to beat to win those?
Shai
Rodriguez. Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer,
Chi-Chi.
Gary Player, some of the great, Chi-Chi Rodriguez.
Les Nessman.
I heard a guy call him that on television once years ago.
Yeah, it was Les Nessman.
He had to beat some of the best guys in the history of the game in order to carve out his 6 majors. Yeah, Lee Trevino makes the top 5 on our list, too. And then number 5, and I think fight fans, at least fight fans around here are going to appreciate this one, Ricardo Lopez is going to be, rather than pick a soccer player, I've got another fighter in here, Ricardo Lopez, 51-0. He retired undefeated. But if you remember this guy, super flyweight, I mean, like 127 pounds or something like that. This guy, 21 consecutive defenses of his title, 51-0-1 for his record. But man, this guy used to knock people out.
Yeah. 127 pounds, too, and he could bring the lumber.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, Ricardo Lopez, if you've forgotten or you never saw, go back and look. I mean, there's actually a highlight package we watched at dinner last night, and it's absolutely entertaining as it can be. Ricardo Lopez in at number 5. So there's our top 5 Mexican athletes on Cinco de Mayo weekend.
3 of the 5 are fighters.
Rather than soccer players, it turned out to be boxers. I don't think that disappoints
anyone. Boxing and soccer. I mean, those are two of the biggest, you know, Mexican pastimes. And although they're trying to get football, make it a bigger deal, trying to take the NFL global. You a big fan of those games in Mexico City? Look, they sell the places out. How many of those people do you think, JD, are Americans going down there for a vacation versus the locals that live there?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Couldn't give you a
guess. I know they had to do the Raiders and Texans, I believe.
That was huge.
Yeah. The only thing that would have been bigger is you go Raiders, Cowboys. Down there. Oh,
probably.
My gosh. Can you imagine that, you know, for Mexico City?
Coming up, Eric Dickerson, formerly of the Rams. Speaking of football, he'll be joining us coming up. Sports on Tap, 95.5 KLOS.
KLOS and KLOS.
Sports on Tap with JD and the Bush on 95.5 KLOS. Good morning. Eric Dickerson coming up in just a little bit. His golf tournament, Eric does a golf tournament every year to raise money for the charity Young Warriors, which is a benefit for fatherless boys. I think it's a cool thing, little young men that are having to grow up without fathers. So I think that's a great organization. And this weekend, today and tomorrow, they're out at PGA West, La Quinta is where they are. And so we'll talk to Eric here coming up in just a couple minutes. Rob, I've got your favorite story of the week here, right here, and I bet you haven't even seen it. You want to hear the headline?
Don't be surprised.
Shark attack. Porn star bitten by shark in terrifying video. I figure...
Porn star?
She's in shark tank, and...
I haven't seen who it is getting bit by a
shark. Molly Cavalli. Do you know who Molly Cavalli is?
Yeah. Yeah, she's one of my favorites. Yeah, she follows me on Twitter. We DM each other all the time.
Do you?
Yes.
Yeah. Blonde. Big booty.
Yeah. She's been in some great videos.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
apparently,
hey, they're workers too. Come on.
Apparently, they were working on an underwater ad for a sex cam company when she was attacked by a shark. Now, I watched the video. They take little porn princess and put her in a tiny little one-piece bathing suit. Then they drop her into one of those little shark tanks. And when I say little, I mean really little. I mean the bars in that thing were like as big around as my finger. Before I'm getting in a shark tank and get in the water where I can see sharks all over the place, I'm getting in that thing that something looks like a Fort Knox. I want bars as big around as my wrist, not my pinky finger. Anyway, she gets in there. Well, they start hitting the cage and knocking the cage. One of them, you know, gets his head sideways and gets in and gets a little nip at her ankle. Gives her a nice little, I mean, probably 4 or 5 inch gash. She's bleeding all over the place, starts flipping out.
Yep.
Yeah, the crew had to pull her up to safety, but the shark had really done its damage. She took 20 stitches to close her lacerated ankle.
Oh, Molly, we hope you're all right.
So yeah, you need to DM, is that what you said?
The DM her?
Yeah, DM her
ask,
all the
ask,
time?
Ask her she's okay. Yeah, yeah. We talk.
You need to make sure
stuff.
She's okay.
Yeah,
Molly Cavalli.
Right, she's in a lot of, she's in a lot of great movies.
She's in a lot of great movies?
No, she's in Paddle Booties.
Paddle Booties?
Right, that's, of course, taken around the water.
Right.
Naughty Sticky Temptresses, you know, she's in
is
that,
she
too.
Is she in Sharknado 15?
I don't know if she's in Sharknado 15, but yeah, no, it's good stuff that she's in. You know, she's in Bikini Blondes.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
Okay.
So it's look, you watch that clean stuff, Baywatch. You know, I watched a little accelerated version of Baywatch.
Yeah, that was kind of a Baywatch bathing suit that she was wearing, just the wrong color.
Yeah, like I said.
All right, let's do this.
I thought it was a Carl Jr. ad. I don't know.
Make sure we get Eric Dickerson here on time. His tournament is coming up. You'll probably catch some highlights tomorrow night after it's all over. Most of the playing is going to go on tomorrow. I think today is just the horsing around and getting ready for it. But Eric Dickerson of the Rams coming up. It's Sports on Tap, 95.5 KLOS.
Call me, Molly.
This weekend, it's feeding time at KLOS. Uh-oh. Especially if you're a goat. Otherwise, nearly every hour, win 4 packs of tickets to the LA Zoo and use them to get in, not to eat.
Plus, your name goes into the hat for tickets to LA Zoo's
rivalry. I'll give you a rivalry. How about the Dodgers and the Giants?
Best rivalry in sports, not just baseball. In sports. We ran those numbers over.
Mm-hmm.
Remember last year? It was like they'd played like 2,500 games. The Giants had won like 20 more.
And if it's that many. Out of like 20, 14.
Yeah, out of 2,500. I mean, really? You kidding me? One more world title, like one more guy in the Hall of Fame. I mean, they're as thin and split right down the middle as you can get. Forget the Red Sox, Yankees. The Yankees still own that rivalry.
We're going to tell you just how crazy that rivalry gets and just how outrageously insane the fans get over it. That's coming up. But coming up next, Eric Dickerson, formerly the Rams, going to join us for Sports on Tap here at 95.5 KLOS. Really? Are they going to be in the next desert trip next year? That's what the conversation is. I don't know if you pile up the money. A lot of times you can make that happen. I suppose we'll
see.
There
you go. All right, we'll take caller number 25 right now for desert trip. Stop!
For Led Zeppelin tickets.
Remember
you think
put those
people go crazy for that? All right, caller 25
for
Led
Zeppelin.
Dude,
people called 2 minutes before we went on the air with our show, not even knowing if we were giving them away.
What have you got? Did I win something?
Hey, you sports losers giving away desert trip tickets? Oh, yeah.
Hey, let's tune in for this one here. Time for us to talk to one of the NFL greats. Eric Dickerson he had quite the career in the NFL, 13,000 yards total. But what Eric Dickerson is known for, not to mention the fact that he played for the Rams for so many years, but the fact that he is the NFL's single season rushing record. That's his 2,105 yards back in 1984. Now the fourth annual Eric Dickerson Hall of Fame golf tournament is going on this year at La Quinta's PGA West. Pretty good stuff. Eric Dickerson joins us now on the phone. Young Warriors tournament going on. Eric, who else is participating in the event this year?
Let me see. Reggie Jackson. T.O. doesn't play golf. He doesn't really play golf. He's coming out.
He doesn't play golf.
It's always good.
Oh, God. Daryl Green. Clyde Drexler just canceled because of the Rockets are winning.
Right.
I can't think of all the guys. I don't have to listen to them, but it's a lot of guys. Football, baseball, basketball.
Right. And guys that don't play golf, too. Like Chris Tucker was there last year. He's going to be there again this year. He has also got, let me help you out here, Warren Moon is on the list. Barry Sanders, Ronnie Lott, Bo Jackson, Marshall Faulk, Jim Brown, who we saw last year, Lawrence Taylor, hopefully he's going to be there.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of great people looking forward to it, ED. Hey, good morning. So Rob Bushke here. What was your childhood like growing up? I mean, you realize you had this physical gift that could really change your life.
Well, you know, I mean, I was fortunate to be a really good athlete. And I'm going to tell you this much. I wasn't a good athlete always. I mean, I was kind of a clumsy kid. I remember playing sports, and they would pick you know, pick around me. And I remember they would say, do I have to have Eric? Do I have to have Eric? You know, when I played football at first, they would only let me hike the ball. I couldn't touch it. Other than that, just hike the ball and block.
Come on, we love big uglies.
I could rebound, but I couldn't shoot. So, you know, I think when I got to be like in the seventh and eighth grade, that's when my athletic ability and my body kind of caught up. I was tall, like, you know, like a lot of kids, kind of clumsy. And, you know, when it kind of caught up, it was, I can say it was a good feeling to be one to be picked first. You know, guys want you on their team. And, you know, just being able to take that and go a step further, you know, go to college and play professional football.
Right. Isn't that crazy that you start off as a kid as the kid that nobody wants? Oh, man, do we have to take care? We'll let him hike the ball. Yeah. Hey, listen, Ezekiel Elliott, he's the running back thing in the NFL these days, got the top-selling jersey in the league. When somebody gets close to that single-season rushing record of yours, how do you feel? Do you get tense inside? I mean, are you afraid to lose that record, but you still love hearing your name talked about on television?
You got it. It's always good when your name comes up. You said it perfect. Just good when your name comes up. You know, so I've been retired for so long now. You know, and there's so many players that are going to come after me. It's come after me and even after Ezekiel and other players. I mean, you know, the great players that played the position of running back and then the quarterback and whatever position they played, linebacker. I mean, it's always going to be a kid that's going to excel and do very well. And Zeke has been one of those young men, you know, plays for the Dallas Cowboys, a team that everybody – looks at and some people love. I don't love them, but I love the Cowboys. But you know that's the sport we play. I mean, and it's a great sport, even though it's a rugged and rough sport. I mean, it's well watched.
It's Sports on Tap. It's 95.5 KLOS. JD in the Bush. We do it each and every Sunday morning from 7 to 9. A little rock, a little sports for you as it's Rams legend Eric Dickerson. He is with us right now talking about the Young Warriors Golf Tournament. It's out of PGA West this weekend. Really, I mean, it's a great weekend to go to Palm Springs. It always is. Anytime you can get away. And then when you got all these great people out there. Hey, let's talk a little bit, ED, about this Rams team right now. Todd Gurley. We saw what he did in flashes of brilliance his first season here, but did the Rams, after a little bit of a letdown last year, do you think they need another back that he can share the load with, or should they just go with running back by committee?
No, absolutely not. No, the first thing they do, they need to get Todd some guys up front that can block, you know, and a scheme, you know, that, and you know, that's the first thing they have to have. You know, if you don't have the guys up front in the scheme, it's not going to work. I mean, you have to have a back you up there that, you know, in case something happens to you, you get hurt or you get banged up or you can't play, you have to come out of the game. But, you know, Todd should be the back, the sole back. You know, he doesn't have to worry about looking over his shoulder, coming out of the game unless he wants to come out. And, you know, that's the way that I believe that that position should be played.
Yeah, you know what? Because that running back by committee thing, I mean, it can go south on you really fast, too. Listen, everybody knows you as the Rams for sure, and then some time with the Indianapolis Colts, but you also wore the silver and black for a minute. I've got to ask you, what do you think of the team moving to Las Vegas?
You know what? I think it's a great move, me personally. I really do. I think that it'll be good for the Raiders. You know, people for say that, you know, they're in Vegas and getting all this trouble. I say, well, look, you're in L.A. You know, L.A. is a big city. New York's a big city. Most of those guys won't live on. They won't live on the strip. They won't live on the strip. You know, they'll go there. You know, go out sometime. But you know, you're there for a job, and I think that they will be able to control that. I mean, I think that the big thing is the fans. Will you be able to control the fans, the way the fans and things? I don't think it's about the team. I think it's about the fans more than anything.
Yeah, you're right about that, man. God, it doesn't matter what the sport. I mean, these fans are unruly out there. Eric Dickerson has been our guest. Hey, to learn more about how Eric is giving back to the community, you can go to youngwarriors.org, and you'll see highlights from PGA West. It'll be up there Monday night. ED, thank you for the time, man. Good stuff. Enjoy the weekend.
Hey, thank y'all, and thank y'all for the coverage for our golf event. We really appreciate it.
No, we appreciate you. Serious. There he goes, Hall of Famer Eric Dickerson joining us. The Young Warriors thing is a great organization. I talked about this before. It's for young men, young boys growing up without fathers. So it's a mentoring program that helps young, like when you become the man of the house at 13 years old, you know, I mean, your life changes and you have to focus on other things rather than, you know, playing ball and stuff like that. Right. So Like Eric said, I mean, he's been involved in this thing for a long time. They've been up and running for a while, too. But this is now the fourth celebrity golf tournament he's put on. And they've graduated all the way to La Quinta, PJ West. Pretty cool
stuff. It's one of those stats, too, that I love with the single-season record. I honestly don't think – I mean, you and I, we're so old. We probably – both of us have, I'd say, 5 years left. And there's no way we're going to see it in our lifetime. I think this
five
record –
5 years left to broken, what? Dead?
To live, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So –
all right, yeah, keep going.
I'm just
going with that.
Keeping it real for you, homie.
Okay, thanks. Okay.
So, how many more shows does that make? Let's see, 52 times.
2 to 400.
We're not going to see that record broken. Look, we pass the ball too much in the NFL, do we not?
That's number
one.
When
you see chumps, you know, that are racking up 3,500
yards. Running back
by
committee is reason number two.
Mm-hmm. We pull the plug on these guys because injury, somebody stubs a toe.
And that's number three.
It's number three.
People just aren't going to be game for that many carries again. Maybe somebody young like Ezekiel Elliott. I mean, seems like that kid would run the ball every single time if you gave it to him. Problem is, I mean, you burn him out. I mean, you run these guys, these backs into these defensive lines and these defensive players. Man, I mean, Todd Gurley, that's all I got to say. Look at Todd Gurley from 2 years ago to last year.
Yeah, and you know why Zeke won't get it is because there's this Dez Bryant guy on his team. He's not going to stand for, hey, you don't hand the ball off three times without throwing it to me. I'm Dez.
Right.
That's
exactly
what it's going to be. Him and Witten's going to be there all nice and quiet, sitting there in the corner, being the upstanding professional he is.
Right.
So, yeah, it's just the way that, look, the game has changed certain ways. We saw numbers in baseball. I've always wanted to see somebody challenge DiMaggio's hit streak of 56. That may not happen nowadays. There's so much pride in the game. Give me a break. You get the guy out in the first inning, I'll intentionally walk you the rest of the time. You're not going to wind up getting the streak, whatever it may be. You know, I mean, baseball, we'll never see anybody touch Bonds' single-season record because the way the era has changed. 73, if people get 50 nowadays, 45, it's a monstrous year.
73 with an asterisk.
Yeah, whatever. You know, 73. So, innocent until proven guilty. We can ask that.
Juiced.
Juiced. Yeah. But it's one of those, the way that the game changed, we're just not going to get back to certain things.
I agree. DiMaggio streaked the same thing.
Yeah. I said on my show, you remember when Alabama used to win football games 14-10 and 9-6? Now Alabama still wins football games, but they're winning 42-37. You know, you just have to change with the athletes and get busy changing, or the game's going to change you.
All right. You know, everybody loves that. I mean, when you're an athlete, one of the great things that you can have is a shoe, is your very own shoe. Somebody has got a brand new shoe coming out, and they want $495 for it. We'll tell you who it is coming up next. Sports on Tap, 95.5 KLOS. KLOS, sharp-dressed man. Sharp-dressed man probably wearing some $500 shoes, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. LeVar Ball. We all know LeVar. He's our favorite super sports dad. He's that guy at the park that pushes his kid a little bit too much.
No, he's the guy at the playground that pushes your kid down so his kid can score.
Oh, I'm telling you. Well, now, here's what was great, too. He went to Nike. He went to Adidas and Under Armour, three companies that, I don't know, we've all actually heard of. Mm-hmm. Okay, and he said, hey, I want to take Big Baller Brand, which is my brand. I want you to make a shoe and a sneaker for my kid.
And by the way, here's the shoe I want you to make.
Absolutely.
He designed it for him. Says, here, make this.
I went ahead and did this for you. And they said, I'm not interested. Shoes are our part. You being an overbearing son of a bitch and pain in the ass of a dad, that's your part. Okay? So you do what you do. Well, guess what happens? It turns out that they don't want nothing to do with him.
Huh.
So he finds somebody who does. Somebody named ZO2s.
Who?
That's like, you ever
Is that the company going to make the Big Baller Brand shoe?
Yeah, you ever walk through Sam's Club and there's that one brand of TV you've never heard of? It's like called it's called Funk TV or something. You're like, what is this brand? You know,
I've
heard of Sony. I know RCA. I know JVC as well. ZO2 is apparently paired up with the LeVar Ball saga here. He said he was going to charge $200. I want to come in right under LeBron's price point at $225.
Yeah, that's the first thing I read was $200. Right. He wants to be in the $200 tier.
Because LeBron's $225, most expensive, and that's more than Jordan's. You're not going to get that. No, $495.
Come on, stop it.
For these shoes, $495 to be like Lonzo Ball.
That has never played a second in the NBA.
But he did make the Sweet 16. I think they would have gotten further if UCLA didn't have those white kids on the team slowing everybody down.
That's, you that's can't take credit for that line. I know that's recycled comedy, but you can't, because that's what his
that's
father
exactly,
said
that's exactly
to
what
the
he
media
said.
After the UCLA loss. Well, you can't win no championship with old three white boys on that team. Thanks
the
a lot.
The foot speed isn't there.
Thank you. Great. That's just good. College athletics right there.
Oh, at its finest. At its finest.
Or Little League, one of the two.
And here's the thing. Here's the thing, which is even better. JD, you know, if you're Bigfoot, if you're a Sasquatch and you are a 14 or 15,
yeah,
it's $5.95
Oh, it's another $100.
It's $100 to go an extra inch.
Look,
on
the show's attorney is on the line. Let's go ahead and bring him in here now. If we could get Drew Sherman real quickly.
He's buying us all a pair for Christmas when you make the cheddar he does.
I want to ask him right away if I can just sue Lonzo Ball. I mean, no, LeVar Ball right now. Isn't there something we can sue him for now, Drew?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good
Love
morning.
The music. Thank you very much.
Always for you, buddy.
What do you want to sue? I mean, listen.
Anything that will maybe or get him shut up and arrested?
Well, I mean, like I tell my clients and anybody who wants to listen to me, anybody can sue anybody for anything. Doesn't mean it's going to be valid and doesn't mean it's not going to get thrown out. But anybody can sue anybody for anything in this country.
Huh.
Go ahead.
If I buy a pair of Ball shoes and then put my foot up as you know what, can he sue me?
He would, but that's for very different reasons.
Okay.
Because you and your history, but I'm not going to go into that on the.
He gave me permission.
That's a good idea. That's a good choice. Me
and Molly Cavalli.
Speaking of Molly Cavalli,
I told you. You know, I said last week when we were talking. You know, there is a price point. Talent always wins, and if Mr. Ball comes in and he balls it up, pardon the pun, in the NBA, and he becomes a daily highlight reel. Guess what? There once upon a time, there was a little-known company that nobody had ever heard of called Nikkei.
Yeah,
Nikkei. Where did that company come from? So you never know what's going to happen.
$495 is crazy. And here's a great part, too. If you're not a basketball sneaker guy, he's selling sandals. And the sandals are $225 a pair. So
you want $225
yeah, like
for
sandals
a big
we wear to the beach
brand sandals.
Right, absolutely.
The product will cost what the market will bear.
He tweeted, LeVar Ball tweeted, if you can't afford my shoe, then you're not a big ball.
Wow. He's just a train wreck, isn't he?
I got something for you, LeVar.
Hey, Drew, we're trying to drum up business for you at every opportunity, and saw this story where porn star Molly Cavalli was asked to get in a shark tank to help demonstrate underwater video cameras, and she was bitten by one of the sharks. Does she got a case against these guys?
Oh, most definitely, most definitely. I mean, I'm sure that whoever was hiring her had her sign a release, but even when you sign a release, there's not you're not giving away all your rights. So everybody should know that when you sign a release at a gym or wherever you're going, you sign a release. You are not giving away all your rights. There is still a standard of care that must be met by the party that is either hiring you to do something or that you are going into their facility to do something. Obviously, don't act a fool. Don't be stupid. Follow their rules. But if you follow their rules and something happens, you know, there's always something that can be remedied that way. So, most definitely, I would say. Now, I love the name, though.
Molly Cavalli?
Oh, my God, that's the best name I've ever heard.
Well, we're pulling for Molly Cavalli. And the one thing that I think all of our listeners want to know is you and I watch a lot of this stuff on our free time, and sometimes together. Are you more of a fan of Molly's Life that she was in or Happy Horny Holiday? I mean, that really gets me around Christmas time. What's your favorite flick she's in?
I can neither confirm nor deny such things.
That's a smart married man.
Your wife's not listening until 10. She's not even up yet. Come on.
She knows that you can listen on demand, and sure she
does. Right.
Hey, last
one. I can neither confirm nor deny such things.
One more, Drew. A fan was grazed by a bullet while sitting in her seat watching the St. Louis Cardinals at Busch Stadium. Sitting in her seat in the stadium and grazed by a bullet. Mm-hmm. Does she got a case? Can she sue the Cardinals? I hate the Cardinals.
I mean, I would say only if it came from inside the stadium and from the Cardinals player or somebody who works for the company.
No.
If it grazed her from somebody outside of the stadium, I mean, first of all, where are they sitting that they're getting grazed by bullets from outside the stadium? I mean, where is this person with the gun? I mean, are they at the top of the tower? What is it?
The grassy knoll. I mean, isn't that where they always
are? There's a sniper across the freeway.
What are we doing over here?
Sniper across the freeway. What's going on?
I don't know. Or is the stadium built underground?
It just I think further underscores what you're really trying to say is every time you go to a sporting event, sit behind a fat person, right? Is that what you're trying to say?
Let them work? You had to go there, didn't you?
No. Listen, Mr. DeBush, just because I sit behind you does not mean that you have to go there. I'm not saying anything.
That's okay.
That's
I ain't
it.
Worried about it. It's all good.
Good stuff. Drew Sherman from the Adley Law Group here in Los Angeles, entertainment attorney to the stars and this show. Thank you, Drew. Yeah. Appreciate your time always.
Thank you, guys.
I'm not inviting you over to Molly's house. It's fine.
Happy horny holiday.
Happy horny holiday. Yeah, it's good because it really incorporates. She dresses up a little bit of Kwanzaa, a little bit of Chinooka, a little bit of Feliz Navidad, a little bit of everything.
Too much
man.
Information for me.
All the New Year's Eve parts raging.
Still a chance for you to score some tickets to the LA Zoo and get you in. Man, the beastly ball as well. Push the button. He won't shut up. Just go.
The Toyota Time Sales Event is the perfect time to get the Toyota you've been waiting for with zero.
It's time to rock out.
I want to rock out
with your Rob out.
Up for grabs, tickets to the LA Zoo, four packs of tickets to the LA Zoo. They're celebrating their 50th anniversary
this week.
And so we've got tickets for the LA Zoo for you. Plus, we get a grand prize drawing. The LA Zoo's Beastly Ball features Slash and Friends this year. That's a tough ticket, but we got them here at KLOS. All you got to do to win this four-pack of tickets, identify this song that Rob's going to perform now.
Well, the times are getting hard for you, little girl. I'm a humming, I'm a strumming all over God's world. You can't remember where you got your last meal. And you don't know just how a woman feels.
Man, boy. You know, it's almost like, you know, they break the, you know, Christian breaks the songs down. It's almost like he took the vocal track out of that song and just played it right there. Wow.
You got what I need.
Thank you, Eddie Murphy. 800-955-KLOS.
Yeah, Bunny. Bunny Goo Goo. I'm going to throw my shoe at you.
You're getting too many things here. Nobody's ever going to get this right. 800-955-KLOS. If you think you can identify the song, not the movie drop, and we'll give you the LA Zoo passes. Good luck from KLOS. Right, 95.5 KLOS. Hey, it's Rock Southern California. JD and the Bush getting ready to wrap up another edition of Sports on Tap. But we're doing Rock Out with your Rob out, and we've got a winner.
Yeah.
It's, actually, would you put him up for just a, he's on number three. Tom is on number three. Could you just put him up here real quick? Tommy, are you there?
Tommy, I'm here.
Hey, man. What title and artist of the song that Rob just performed a moment ago?
That is Great White, Once Bitten, Twice Shy.
That is White, Once Bitten, Twice Shy. And we're playing it for Molly Cavalli this morning. Yep. It was a porn star attacked by a shark. You live in Huntington Beach. I got to know, have you ever been attacked by a shark?
I have not.
Have you ever been attacked by a porn star?
Oh, that'd be nice. Let's head down to Fred's. I'll meet you there.
Good stuff.
We can look for porn stars
Tommy,
together.
Hold on. Four pack of tickets for the LA Zoo for you, and you're in the running for the Zoo's Beastly Ball starring Slash. You may be our grand prize winner. Hold on. You're a winner with KLOS, all right?
That's sweet.
Good stuff. Hold on. Tommy in Huntington Beach is our winner. That's going to do it.
You think he's ever seen Happy Horny Holiday?
I don't know. You could buy him a copy and send it to him along with his tickets.
I live in Seal. I border HB, so I'll meet you down there, okay? Fred's Fred's at 1 o'clock. I'll be the creepy guy with the porn in my hands.
You make your deal up
and
there.
And the KLOS shirt on.
In the meantime, a little Great White as we go out the door. Breakfast with the Beatles, Chris Carter live coming up next.
Call me, Molly. Call me.
95.5 KLOS. We'll see you next week.